This reminds me that some years ago I read a very interesting book by my memory is going for people's names, but I'll think of it in a George Moore, the great Irish novelist. And this book was a novel, but it wasn't an ordinary novel. It was a novel about the life of Jesus. It's a very beautifully written book, and basically a very serious book. Because according to this novel, according to George Moore, Jesus did not die on the cross. Well, there are quite a few scholars who believe this. But George Moore takes it for granted, so to speak, in the novel. Jesus did not die on the cross. He was taken down surreptitiously before he died by Joseph of Arimathea, who of course does feature in the Gospels. And George Moore gives a very beautiful description, very beautiful account of how Joseph of Arimathea gradually nursed the wounded, stricken Jesus back into life. And he does this really very beautifully with apparently quite a bit of psychological and medical knowledge and understanding. It's quite clear that the crucifixion has been a terribly traumatic experience for Jesus, and it takes him a very long time to get over it. It's a long time even before he can walk again. But eventually he does walk again, and he has to decide, you know, what now to do with his life. But as he thinks things over, he realizes that he had made a terrible mistake. He realizes he wasn't the Messiah. And he'd misled people by claiming to be the Messiah. He was just, not exactly just an ordinary man, but certainly not the Messiah. So he decides to go back to doing what he had been doing before he started preaching, that was being a shepherd. So he went back to being a shepherd, and he minded his flock for quite a few years, for maybe 20 years or so, and moved about a bit. And one day there came to the town where he happened to be staying a small bald-headed man, and he'd come with a message. He'd come with a message that Jesus had risen from the dead, and if you believed in that, you were saved. And I don't remember the details, but I think that the two, the now 40-odd-year-old shepherd and the very enthusiastic convert Paul, met. And Jesus said, well, no, I didn't die on the cross. I'm still alive. No, you rose from the dead. You rose from the dead. I know, because I've seen it. It's been revealed to me. So Paul goes on his way, visiting those different cities, founding his groups of believers in the risen Jesus, and writing his epistles. And that's how we've come to have the sort of Christianity that we have had for the last 2,000 years.